Protests continue today at LAX in reaction to extreme vetting, an outright temporary ban by the Trump administration of people trying to enter the United States from seven Muslim-majority countries. And officials with a group hoping to woo the Summer Olympic Games back to Los Angeles in 2024 are watching all of this very closely. Now, the global response has been negative, and organizers of LA 2024 are wondering what it's going to mean in the end when it comes time for the International Olympic Committee to choose a city. LA is competing with Paris and Budapest, Hungary. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
First of all, what is the timeline here?
Well, the key moment will come in September when members of the IOC gather in Lima, Peru, where they're expected to make a decision, finally, between Paris, Budapest, and Los Angeles about where to hold the 2024 game. So I think that is the key date that organizers in Los Angeles are thinking about a lot and targeting.
All right. Well, when it comes to the Olympics, Kevin, you're talking about a lot of people coming into the country to compete. So that's one issue. Some of those athletes will be from some of the countries that we're talking about right now. But this is also a PR battle as well, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. What it really is, it's a political fight. You know, you're going up against two other candidate cities, in Paris and Budapest, are campaigning in their own ways, and they're trying to woo votes on the IOC. It comes down to it is any more nuanced than that. You're trying to get individual people to vote. And those members of the IOC come from all around the world. Some of them come from Muslim nations. Some of them come from different levels of sort of internationalism. But if you're a big supporter of the Olympic movement, you're already kind of an internationalist. So I think that the organizers of LA 2024 are worried about all of that. They now have to go and make a case to the IOC that America will be welcoming the athletes in 2024, and also that Trump is not a threat to, for instance, Muslims.
What's interesting to me in looking at this, when you look at the two competitors, Hungary and France, Hungary is led by a controversial prime minister, Viktor Orban, whose nationalism has roiled some global leaders in the past. France is having an election, I think, in April, and could have a very different nationalist government by September as well.
And I think that's something else that's being watched, right? The IOC, I'm sure, is happy that they're not voting until September because they want to see how the elections in France play out. And they also want to see how Trump's initial actions play out. You know, if this is just a temporary ban, as the Trump administration says, well, that's one thing. If it turns into a sort of a permanent campaign against Muslims around the world and against traveling to the United States, people might have a different view.
A lot of people remember when Chicago was up for the games in 2016. Barack Obama, new president, world figure, popular beyond even our own borders, famously flew to the meetings, the IOC meetings, in 2009 to give that city a push. And it backfired.
Yeah. Well, if you're the organizers, you want to keep President Trump away from the IOC vote, probably for two reasons. One is just that he's a controversial figure, and who knows whether him being there would inflame passions among members of the committee. But also, the reason that Obama's visit backfired was there was all these security measures taken that inconvenienced the members of the IOC. It was almost like the big brother showed up and just messed up all the plans for the meeting. And so that's a reason that the U.S. organizers would actually probably rather the president didn't go to Lima, Peru.
Again, the decision coming in September. Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.